talk about character names a bit. You know, when you think about it, I've heard, seen even writings and even these particular scriptures posted everywhere, but we're going to learn some lessons from Jabez. We're going to talk about ways that we can learn from Jabez for a few minutes. First Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. And it reads as such. And Jabez was more honorable than his brother. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coat, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Jabez, we learn a lot of lessons through pain. We learn some lessons that we can learn no other way than through pain. You may be like, why in the world are you talking about pain? Nobody likes to be in pain, but there's some lessons to be learned when there's pain in your life. You know, his mama, name, the names have a real significant meaning during biblical times. And you imagine your name being because I bear him with sorrow. Now, if you look at it on the surface, that could give this young man a big complex, so to speak. Because every time his mama thought about it, she thought about sorrow. But that's not always a bad situation. Pain has a way of moving us when we need to move. Pain has a way of letting us know that we're human, that we need something. Trials actually can help us grow. Trials also can help us mature. His mother named him Jabez because she said, I bore him in pain and sorrow. But pain is never the end of the story. You know, I know a lot of folks, the way this life works is, you know, you're going to have your good moments and bad moments. You're going to have trials and tribulations. You're going to have things not go well. You're going to have all these things that happen in life. But it's all about how we look at it. I was mentioning earlier at the nursing home that some of my best lessons I learned in life is when I was in pain, when I hurt, when I went through a trial and tribulation. It's never fun to go through. But keep in mind that God can use all of these things for his glory. Here's a man named Jabez. Think about this. Think about even the nature of childbirth. 9 months, a mother carries a child, and then when labor time comes, she's in extreme pain and sorrow. But when that child enters the world, it's one of the most beautiful gifts God can ever give. And ironically, that somehow God allows women especially not to remember that pain too long. And so, we'd have been extinct a long time ago. You think about what they go through. If you ever seen it or been an eyewitness, any women know what you're going through. Childbirth is not for the weak. It's not for the weak. But I want you to think about the benefits of childbirth. So when we go through pain, that could be a beautiful child born because of it. Many folks quit halfway through the journey. Many folks understand what it takes, but they're not willing to trust God through the process. Jabez gives us a good example. His mama said, the pain or sorrow I bear this child, but it caused Jabez to have a much better life. Notice what it says in verse number 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coat, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may grieve, it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. So evidently, Jabez realized and accepted who his name was and said, God has a purpose for me. When we accept sometimes pain and trials and tribulations in our life, understand that God can have a bigger purpose for us. It's not always easy, but sometimes we have to be able to see beyond it. Just like that mother does, who's going through it. Every bone in her body is aching around that last trimester. She can't sit up and she can't rest. And, you know, everything she eats wants to come back up. And then that time comes, and maybe it's a short labor being 46 hours, and maybe it's 48 hours. They were in labor when the child is there. Yes, they were in pain, but they also saw the blessings of it. Jabez is a shining example of how God works through pain. Here's a man, again, whose name was associated with sorrow. We know somebody else's name was associated with sorrow, and that's Christ Jesus. He was a man of sorrows, according to Isaiah chapter 53. But can you imagine when he said on the cross, it is finished, and he was in all that pain on the cross, he realized that he was about to do something for man that no man could do for himself. Do you realize that he was agonizing on the cross, but he was still God, realizing he loved his creation enough to go through with it and finish the course? That's why he says at the end, it is finished. You know, sometimes we have to just hang in there with God. Jabez called on God. The first thing we should do when pain happens, when we go through trials and tribulations. Many times that has a tendency to drive some folks away from God when trials and tribulations come. You know, I've talked to many folks, especially recently, that, you know, when they go through trials and pain, they try to seem to get mad at God. Or they believe that God has done them wrong, or something's going on, or God doesn't like them, or God hates them, and that's the exact opposite. Now, understanding this, sometimes they bring pain upon themselves because of their disobedience, but God still loves them. Matter of fact, he chastises those he loves. He chastises. He punishes the discipline because he loves them. And any good parent would do that for their children. So pain. Pain called on God. God never promised we'll do all the pain, trials and tribulations in our life. He does promise to help us move with it, though, or through it. Some lessons, as I said before, only learn through pain. I don't know about you, but discipline, when I got my hind end up a time or two, I learned some lessons. And that was no other way to Curtis to learn. Because they tried to talk it to me. They tried working with me, but then I got the message. I heard it. Now, we say sometimes today that's physical abuse, but I'm not talking about that type. I'm talking about just a little old-fashioned discipline. God is in that business of doing it in the spiritual sense. Pain then asks for blessing. But notice right here, I'm using the name synonymous with Jabez and pain. He turned around and asked for blessing. Joy, rejoicing, perseverance, faith, repentance, all these things are blessings that can come out of pain. God always blesses us richly when we continue to seek. And not only that, because Jabez asked him to enlarge his coastal territory. Territory here could be influence and responsibility. All of this came out of pain. All of this came out of the name pain with Jabez. We can learn some stuff. He didn't have an inferiority complex. He just reached out to God and kept serving. He didn't see, we don't see in scripture when he thought that God had done him wrong. We don't see his mother cursing God because she had this child in sorrow, but you see the benefits of it. So probably sometime along the way that he was born in sorrow, his mama probably told him that was his name. What you better than that? You hear a blessing. So they focus more on the blessing as opposed to the pain. One thing that pain and trials and tribulations does, it ought to force you, sometime by default, to really come to blessing. I don't know about you, but when I get in a situation, I in a pity city or I throw a pity party, the thing that gets me out of it is, what's my excuse? That's what I tell myself. What's my excuse? What excuse do I have to stay here? Well, I know things are bad, and this person said that happened, and this didn't go right. But yet still, I'm still blessed and highly favored. That's what we see with the ministry. So God enlarges territory. You and God can handle anything. You're stronger than you think. And the only way you realize how strong you are is to have your strength pulled up. I remind that in things like lifting weights. You know, certain times in lifting weights and as a coach preparing teams for the season, you have certain what they call test days. If you don't want to think about it, they may ask you to do how many times can you press 225 pounds. That was one thing when you were going to college. Then you had to max out on squats. And then you had 40 times and all these other things that happen. And you do it periodically. And it's not to embarrass you, but it's also a litmus test or a test to measure how much you've grown and how strong you've got. Now, when you're going through the test, it's not fun. It hurts, it's painful, you get tired, you get aches and fatigue, but isn't it great to see how far you've come in this situation? Jabez is a good example of that. And then he says, God, I know my name is pain, but I need you more than ever. I need your hand with me. I need you. We must be willing to hold on to God's hand. Are we singing that song, hold on to God's unchanging hand through it all? We must be willing to do that. If you're not willing to do it, then it's going to be a lot wrong. If you're not willing to do it, you'll never see how strong you are. We'll never recognize how strong we are until we realize that all our strength is gone. And then we can be able to say, like Paul did in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, but when I'm weak, I'm strong. You never know that until you get to your weakest point. But sometimes, and most times I would say, that's actually your strongest point. Why is that? Because you stop depending on yourself. you stop trying to figure it out yourself. You stop trying to figure out, you stop trying to have all the answers, because sometimes we don't get answers. And we decide to trust God. Jabez did it. And that's what we see. Read verse 10 again, and it says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my coat, and that thy hand might be with me, which we need, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil. Now here's a text that he's trying to do his best to live a righteous life. But I'm trying my best. I'm not trying to go out of him. I'm trying to use the blessings I'm asking for ill will and evil. He said, now, help me. I'm going to hold my hand, God. Help me through this. I need your help. But I also need the fact that I need your strength and guidance to keep me from going into a life of evil. So his mind was right. But then it says this, that it may not grieve me. He already knew the consequences of it. How in the world does somebody not know the consequences of pain when his name is pain? Or synonymous with pain. He knows that he needs this. One of the things that pain and tribulation does is it should help us realize that we need God more than ever, not less than ever. We need it more than ever. But that's exactly what he wants. So sometimes that's why God allows us to be in painful situations. He grabbed his hand and walked him through it. Again, God can keep us busy. Pain wanted to live a righteous life. That doesn't make sense to the world. Christ's way was his way. It should be our way. Help us, God, to walk in the light as he is in the light. Pain knows what pain is and what hurts. Pain has no desire also to cause others pain. When you really grasp the concept of trial and tribulation, you understand what it's like. Pain wants to relieve others of pain. Pain does not render evil for evil. Pain seeks the good of others. Pain lets all know what pain is about and also the benefits of it as well. Jabez did this. We get a picture here, just these two verses. In conclusion, God will always regret quest for a mindset like this. He will always do it. We learn from these two scriptures about a character named Jabez. And all he did was turn sorrow into joy. He turned his pain into blessing. And that is something for us to learn as Christians. There are things in life to us that we have no control over that happen to us. But that's not the end of the story. You may have had a bad start in life. Things might not have gone well for you recently, but that's only part of the story. You got to stick around to the end. You got to be able to walk through it. You got to be able to make it through the tough, trying time. So my question in closing is, have you had your baby to bed yet? Have you had your child to bed yet? If not, keep living. It's coming. Don't run. Don't fret. Don't do any of those things. Just keep living. You'll make it through. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Realize that he's in the business of turning situations around. Realize he's in the business of putting us through situations that we thought we couldn't make it through. Think about his mother, the blessing he brought to her. Oh my goodness, it was great to see her son progress. And she was able to see him live his life when he said his prayer. To hear maybe the prayer that he made. That's beauty. That's what the world needs to be. It doesn't need to hear us sometimes moaning and groaning about how bad it is for our great God. The world needs to hear that. We know the world is half to serve the God that we serve, but sometimes if we talk about this morning, they don't want the God that we serve because we don't like the God that we serve. We're some blessed, highly favored folks. That means if trouble won't come to our door, it's going to happen. That's going to happen. There are going to be some situations that you didn't ask for, but that's not the end of the story. Stick with God. He'll show you something. He's showing me some things. Maybe one day you'll be able to form a prayer like today. Now, I know I came from rough times. I know I came from a bad situation. But I want to be a blessing. I want to keep walking with you. I want you to hold my hand and keep you committed so that the desires of my heart, according to your will, can be granted. What must we do to be saved? See the gospel. Believe what we have heard. Tell him I say that Jesus Christ, as the Son of God, be baptized for the remission of my sins. Oh my goodness. really talking about understanding what life's about, you never really will. You never understand how to love, how to give love, and receive love without a relationship with Christ. Without a relationship with Christ. So, yeah, when does that love?